Well, we're doing clicks, calls, and conversions. And I know that I've got a loud sound behind me with this ocean, but I've been up running this morning, just finished the run, and I've got a lot on my mind that I think would be valuable for the next podcast. It's actually cold. I'm in San Diego in January on the beach, wearing a tank top and shorts, and people are running in coats, hats, and gloves, but I just flew in from Utah, where it's below freezing in Iran, and this just feels fantastic. And of course, I just get a huge rush when I'm at the ocean. So I'm listening to podcasts myself when I run. It's the thing. There's some incredible individuals who put together incredible content, bring on guests, and talk about concepts along the lines of this podcast, but also life in general and just success and business and entrepreneurship and so many things that I just find quite fascinating. And of course, we live in a time where just very, very quickly, AI has become the wave of conversation that is in every household. It's pretty unusual at this point that somebody hasn't heard about ChatGPT, except it just wasn't a household thing. OpenAI just wasn't familiar to anybody. It's not like this is new. It's not like it hasn't been around a long time, but it just hit and the world is thinking about it, talking about it, exploring it, wondering. And it's one of those things where most people just can't get their head around it. I mean, the common population just can't get their head around it, because in the end, we don't know. I mean, even 5 years ago, the experts were saying this is what's going to happen and this is what you can expect, and this is the order of things, this is what's going to be good or bad about it. And most of those explanations, which were from the experts, who this is what they've studied their whole life, I mean, this is what they know, this is their passion, we're wrong on what's going to happen in just 5 years. And so now today, of course, we're talking about it and saying, here's what's going to happen, and you know, this is what's going to happen in the next 5 years or next 10 years. And you've got people I admire, you know, experts in the field of AI talking about these concepts. And even that's probably not going to be accurate. And it is overwhelming to think about the potential of what we're dealing with in every way, in every possible way that you live your life, in everything you're doing. This is going to impact you. But this podcast is about clicks, calls, and conversions. So how does it apply to that? And again, I can't over-exaggerate this. I mean, I tend to have the ability to be very grounded and say, this is who I am, and this is what I believe, and this is what's right. And then on the other hand, to be able to be very ethereal and be able to look and go, well, what about all of this? And you go way out there and think about all the possibilities and then come back and say, okay, now let's get back to task again. And somehow blend those two. It's a tough one, because I actually tend to believe that there's truth in all of this information, the ethereal, the grounded, there's a reason, there's a purpose in all of it. So let's get back to clicks, calls, and conversions. Look, some of these podcasts, podcasts where there's an individual who talks about one subject, but then jumps over, way over, and starts talking about something completely opposite. And I'm listening to this going, I haven't heard this in a while. And of course, this is around ChatGPT and AI. And I mean, they're going all over the place when usually it's about business. And now we're talking about dating and God and, you know, lots of other things. And this is all around ChatGPT. But that's the journey that this takes you on, and I'm hearing it's taken a lot of people on, as it just goes all over the place. So, clicks, calls, and conversions. Here's the thing. ChatGPT, when it comes to every aspect of the industry of marketing, sales, medicine, legal, accounting, I could just keep going, is going to change it dramatically. And we could go down the conversation of, if you're a marketer listening to this podcast, are you going to have a job? Now, these are my first podcasts, right? I don't know. This is fourth, fifth, something like that. I'm going to have to do 400 before I even get any real momentum where people are going, hey, I think I can get some value from this, and, you know, and make that happen. And that's just the journey. That's just how it goes. My point is it will become much more obvious in the future that this is a historical podcast. I mean, the reality is so much of what we're going to know and understand in the 400th podcast is going to be completely different from today. So I recognize that if you're going back in time and listening to this, you're going to go, yeah, it's more of a historical perspective on January of 2023 of what people were thinking and feeling about it. But it's still a valid point that if you're listening to this today, you know, in 2023, you need to be thinking about this. And if you're listening to this in 2028, looking back 5 years, you know, what's the journey and exploration? Like, where did we go when Jeremiah Wilson is sitting here and saying, I own a company, we focus on AI, we're interested in clicks, calls, and conversions, and now what does that mean in the future? What should I be doing now with clicks, calls, and conversions when it comes to ChatGPT, when it comes to AI? Is there a place for me to just bust out and go, I know what to do and I know how to make this great, or not? The fact is of course there is opportunity here. I mean, there is opportunity here. I can't help but think I was 13, 14 years old in Mesa, Arizona. And this was in the mid-1980s. And they had a massive crash of the economy, foreclosures, pretty bad. You know, as a 13, 14 year old, you don't think about that at all. You're just going to school and trying to figure out how to, you know, learn algebra. And my parents, though, my father lost his job. And if I remember right, like the home they had purchased it, probably wasn't worth more than $40,000 at the time. They couldn't make the payments. And they ended up getting foreclosed on, and we got in a car and had to move across the country. And then it was years later, I graduated from college, got married, had a kid, and I'm reading Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Kiyosaki, and I'm reading this book, and I'm like, I had the poor dad. I mean, I just did. I had the poor dad. And I actually had conversations with my father, because in this book, Kiyosaki talks about the market in Arizona at the exact time and what he did, and that's where he made the money. And my dad, in that same time period, blamed everything, including me, as his oldest son. And we ended up, you know, being foreclosed and moving and living in a basement of an aunt and uncle in the East Coast. And among 47 other moves that I had before I turned 18, you know, nomadic life, blah, blah, blah. My point is that was a turning point for Kiyosaki, who eventually wrote Rich Dad, Poor Dad and is quite successful and a mentor today to so many. And on the other hand, it was a failure for my father. The exact same event, exact same time. And my father is, you know, in his 70s now. You know, he had the ability, the time, whatever. My point is that today I see, you know, not as a foreclose on a home or you know, a change in the economy, which is actually quite minor of a world event as than what I'm seeing with ChatGPT. It's a decision today as to what you're going to do. Are you going to do something with this and make a massive change and direction and improvement and elevation in your perspective in your life and what you do? Or are you going to be the one that gets foreclosed on? Or, you know, just doesn't make any impact. You just keep going and thinking the world's gonna do whatever. And really the reality is it's going to impact you. It's going to change you. It's going to, whether you are in control or at least trying to get in control of what you wanna do with it, or whether you just let the world control you, because that's what's going to happen with ChatGPT. Let me change the dialogue on that. I should not say ChatGPT, because soon with Google's Pathways and with all the other tools and AI that are out there. It's not going to be about ChatGPT. We're not even going to, in the future, call it artificial intelligence or AI. We're going to end up getting much more specific about what's happening, because I think people will become much more familiar, whether it's going to be the deep neural networks that we're going to be talking about, whether it's going to be the machine learning, whether it's going to be the algorithms, and whether it's going to become us becoming more and more familiar with what those in the industry are actually using as the terminologies. Because ChatGPT is just a product of OpenAI, which is invested in by Microsoft. And so it's really just that they got to market first with something, and I think it's going to spill out over that. If you remember the beta and VHS and all the variations that first come, and eventually it settles in. But that being said, clicks, calls, and conversions. ChatGPT, or AI, is going to be able to do this for you. And so as I sit down and I talk with my son, who is, you know, what does he want to do in the future? He's 22, he's into the marketing, learning all these pieces. And of course, this has been my world with Conversa, with Listen Force, with the businesses that we've done, where we've been focused heavy on the marketing, heavy on sales, heavy on artificial intelligence, specifically being able to listen to conversations, score them, and be able to train models to see those patterns and understand that process and be able to move forward with that in a way that improves sales, improves marketing. So we've been in this space for a decade, preparing for this, and probably too early to really, you know, hit it the wave is now hitting it. But we're ready. And so I'm familiar with this space, and I really want to make sure that you're thinking about it when it comes to clicks, calls, and conversions. Because number one, with clicks, it's going to do it for you. It's going to understand it for you. Let's just take for it into consideration the mass amount of data, the mass amount of information that it can assimilate and then make decisions on. We've already seen this for years when it comes to the stock market, and when it comes to the being able to generate the algorithms to find the patterns better than we can. That's happening. That's out there. And the same thing is going to be true for the clicks, calls, and conversions. Being able to get the clicks for you, be able to optimize where it's going to convert best, and then even when it comes to phone calls, that's the piece we're on, being able to take that audio and turn it into digits so that we can then understand it and respond back to it. So in the end, I'm not going to be going through and giving you all the answers. I'm not the expert in any of this. I mean, at least I know that. I do own a company. We do have great, smart people. We do work very hard in this space. But I'm not the one equipped to sit here and talk through all the details. But I am able to say, I know it's important. I'm in this space, and I'm going to make sure that I capitalize on it and understand it and really work on it to make sure that we're in the cutting edge. So I'll give you a sense of what that means. If I can today, with millions of calls, be able to tell you exactly what happened on a phone call, and that it converted or didn't convert, and here's why, and here's what you need to do differently, and I can go back to a salesperson and say, here's how you need to change your performance based on what the data is saying, then I go back to the human. I go out of the digital world, go back to the human, and say, now change your behavior, and they either do or they don't. But what if I don't need the human anymore? Now, I've already brought this up with some of my clients just last week and said, hey, what if I could do this? And the first response that they say is, well, I don't want to talk to a computer. I'm like, I know, I get it. You know, I don't want to talk. I want to find out if they're an American on the phone or if they're a foreigner on the phone. I want to find out if, I don't want to talk with a computer program and hit one and two and then talk into it and it doesn't understand me. I don't want that. I get it. But what if, instead of me going back to the Steve on the phone and saying, hey, Steve, you're saying X, Y, and Z, and if you changed it to these things instead, you're going to convert more, you're going to close more. And he goes, okay. And then he puts it into his head, and he's got all the things going on, and he doesn't apply it, because most people don't. Some do. Most people don't. What if instead I didn't need a human? What if I had a computer that sounded so human you didn't know the difference? I'm going to do that. I'm going to use our data, millions of calls. We're going to feed it the same information we've been feeding it before to train humans. We're just going to train it. I'm going to do that. That's my inflection point. That's what we're going to do. And then when it comes to clicks and calls that you're driving for your team, of course, that's going to be optimized as well. And if you're in the space to drive more clicks, figure your journey out, figure out how you're going to get AI to help you drive more clicks. If you're in the business of wanting to drive more calls, figure out how you're going to use it for that. Because you can, because it will, because unfortunately, we're all going to lose our jobs. Like, even innovation and creativity are not out of the close reach of what AI is capable of doing for every industry, for every market, for every field. So I'm going to do it. I'm going to take the AI, I'm going to take what I've got, I'm going to feed it in, I'm going to learn it, and I'm going to make sure that when you pick up a phone call and you're talking and you're wanting to buy something, that you're going to be able to say, it's going to be able to do it for you. It's going to be able to answer the questions and do the best. Think about this. I have millions of calls, and the reality is that in a call center of 100 people, at the most, five. Okay. You get some trickle down, we'll say 10. A tenth are your best reps doing the most of the work. You know the 80-20 rule. There's lots of rules out there, but the bottom line is, my experience is, you got 1% to 10% of your reps are actually performing and doing really well. And if you could get everybody to just do what they were doing, you're gonna crush it, right? Okay. Well, I can listen to all those calls, figure out why that top 10% are doing that, that they're better, they're closing more, they're converting more, they have happier customers, better experiences, figure out what they're doing, and then train the computer to be them, so that you no longer have a tenth of your team doing it, but 100% of your team doing it. And of course, if you don't have a 100-person call center, you've got three people, maybe none of them are doing it, and then you can take the industry and say, well, out of the 3 million people that I've listened to who are the top performers, let's train your three people how to do that. Oh, let's not train them. Let's just replace them. I mean, I know, I hear it too. I hear what that sounds like, but let's just replace them. Let's just get the best person on the phone. No, we're small town, right? Like, this is a mom and pop shop. We got to do that, our community. Guess what? I can sound like Bob. I can put Bob on that phone call, and you'll never know the difference. That's where this is going. And he's gonna answer that call. Now, of course, eventually you won't even need to be calling and answering, and eventually all this is gonna be obsolete, because you won't need the clicks, calls, and conversions. So why am I even doing a podcast on that if it's gonna be obsolete? I'll tell you why. When I first started this company in 2001, it was all about calls. I mean, I had a patent on a piece of equipment to record phone calls, and the internet, you know, this was right after the .com boom and crash, and the internet was the big thing, and that was where we're going. And everybody was saying, we're not even going to have phones. We're going to have the internet, and you're just going to get on and buy, and it's going to happen. It's going to be really quick and easy. And I remember hearing all of that and going, okay, but there's still analog phones, and my clients are small, and they usually have, you know, they're not going to go digital for a long time, and I'm going to just trust myself and move forward, right? And I did. And I was able to get some money and build the business and move the patent forward and eventually get to where we are today. But it wasn't that long before Steve Jobs is holding an iPhone in his hand and essentially democratized the phone and phone calls and all the and put computers into phones, and all of this is happening together, and all of a sudden the internet is now a phone and people are still on the phone. And so even though there was this period of time, which maybe most people forgot, we even thought that way, which said, we're not going to have phone calls anymore. We're only going to have internet. And today we still have phones and we still talk and it's still very much a part of our life. And I'm on my phone right now doing this video at a beach so that I can do this podcast. Look, the phone didn't go away. Even though technology moved dramatically forward and changed our life, we're still talking on the phone. And we still will talk on the phone in the future. And even with all the changes that are happening, we're still going to communicate in one form, fashion, or another. And we're still going to sell and close and do all of that. I do have some theories on that I'm not going to get into because they're pretty far out there on how this is going to go. But will you need to do calls, clicks, and conversions in the future? Yes. Is it going to be very different in 5 years? And humans are not going to be doing the same things that they're doing now. Let me review the data. Let me tweak it. Let me make sure I've got my keywords just the way they need to be. I mean, this is going to be automated. It's just going to be automated. And what are you going to do right now to take advantage of that from your perspective in that stream? The stream being, which part of the clicks are you involved in? Which part of the call are you involved in? Which part of the conversion are you? Wherever you're at, find your place and make it happen. I'm telling you mine. I'm projecting mine. Mine is, we're going to make sure that when that phone gets answered, it's being answered by the number one sales rep possible. And he's going to ask the right questions. He's going to understand you. He's going to make sure that he's getting you the best product, the best service, that everything you need is being clearly communicated, and he's going to take care of all the logistical aspects, and it's going to be smooth and easy, and it's going to be a human being sounding experience that you don't know the difference, because in the end, you're going to say to yourself, you're going to literally ask on the phone, are you a real human or are you an AI? You're going to ask that question, and they're going to go, it's AI, and you go, oh, thank you. You know why? Because it's going to do a better job. And that's the reality that you've got to get your head around, is that it's going to do a better job than you. AI is going to do a better job in everything than you. So now what's your role? I'm not saying that to scare you, but it scares me. And I want to work really hard to make sure that I'm the rich dad, not the poor dad.